Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ready for the weekend? It is a big Pittsburgh Marathon weekend. While so many people without power continue to clean up and wait, and we'll keep you posted. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey joined us an hour ago. He will have a press conference, and we'll try to get an update from the utilities on power restoration. That said,
just Paul, in from the NHL Network, Larry, it didn't take long for the New York Rangers to hire Mike Sullivan as their next head coach.
Not a surprise, because that was the speculation from the beginning. However, good for them. I think they're getting a winner. Two-time Stanley Cup champion coach. And Boston native, solid coach. I think he'll do well with the Rangers.
The Rangers president and GM, Chris Drury, agrees with you about Mike Sullivan, calling him one of the premier head coaches in the NHL.
And then the question is, naturally, who will fill his seat in Pittsburgh?
Well, I can tell you that his assistant coach, I think it's Dan Quinn.
He's been around a while.
I might have his first name wrong, but anyway, he's been around a while, and he's one of the candidates, so we have at least one we know about. And then, of course, there's Rick Tocchet, who's not staying in Vancouver as their head coach, so maybe that's a possibility.
There's another dark horse candidate.
And who would that be?
Tyler Kennedy.
Oh, he came out and made that announcement yesterday.
He said, I think I'd be a good coach. He's going to put his hat in a ring.
I just saw him earlier this week up here in the lobby.
Former Stanley Cup champion player. Who's made his home in Pittsburgh, and listening to him talk, I'm thinking he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
He might, you know, why not? So we'll see. Well, thanks for the update on that, Paul. I'm going to introduce you to Howard Mincone, longtime friend, but I met him as a performer. He's a mime, but he's a talking mime in this case because it's the radio. Right, Howard?
Good morning, Larry and Paul. How are you folks doing this morning?
Good. And you may ask, why are you talking to a mime on the radio? Well, it turns out that Howard is a beekeeper. He is. Uh-huh. This is a passion of his, and he was passionate about getting the word out to all of us, Paul. So bees, obviously, are a big part of spring and what goes on around here. So tell us how you got into beekeeping in the first place.
The shortest version of this story is I was that weird nature kid growing up. So I was the kid that played with bugs and caught snakes and did all that stuff. Grew up getting into bird watching and became really passionate about it because I'm fascinated by nature, absolutely fascinated by it. And when the opportunity came to get involved in beekeeping, as we all do being married, you reach out to your wife and say, hey, this looks pretty cool. Well, surprisingly, my wife said, I think that's a really good idea. Oh, okay. So I started pursuing it, got mentored by some older beekeepers, took some classes, bought two what are called nucleus colonies, little small ones, And since that point, 6 years later, I'm still being mentored by guys who have got like years and years and years of knowledge and experience. And it's turned into a tremendous passion.
And these are honeybees, so there is an end result that's pretty sweet, literally. But what is your concern that you said, I got to let people know about this, about bees?
So a lot of times I get phone calls like crazy, especially
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This time of the year, springtime. Because people will see a swarm of honeybees. And, you know, it's interesting hearing all the news about these really, really serious storms that came through. And I heard you guys talking to different people that have experienced some really bad stuff. One of the things we have to do is educate people. And I always say that fear is taught. Fear is taught. So people that don't know about honeybees are terrified about them a lot of times. And they think, you know, it's going to swarm on their kids and it's going to pick up little Billy and fly off with them and all this other horrible stuff. And that's not the case. So when honeybees swarm, they have reached maximum capacity of wherever they're living, whether that is a tree hollow, a beehive like we work with, or oddly enough, you know, sometimes they're in somebody's house. They're in the bay of somebody's wall. And what happens is they reach maximum capacity and they leave. And when they leave, it is quite dramatic. It's a cloud that looks like a dust storm or a blizzard. That's exactly what I can describe it as. However, they are relatively harmless and they will fly a short distance because the queen can't fly very far and they need to rest. So what you end up seeing is you'll see these giant clumps. I say giant, relative, anywhere from the size of a volleyball to a beach ball hanging on something, landing on somebody's porch. There's a wonderful picture from a number of years ago on an aircraft at Pittsburgh's airport where a swarm of bees landed on the engine of an aircraft. And the beekeeper who manages the hives out at the airport blacked out and calmly removed them with no issue.
So what are you telling us, Howard? What's the message? What do you want us to do?
If you see a swarm of honeybees somewhere, if they're in your tree, if they're on your hedges, wherever, don't panic. For God's sakes, don't call the police. They've got their hands full with a bunch of other stuff. Don't call the fire department because they're busy also. But you can go to Facebook and go in and look up a couple of local beekeeping Facebook pages, Pennsylvania Beekeepers, Beaver County Beekeepers, Tri-County Beekeepers, and reach out to a beekeeper. And if not, contact a farm, a local farm, and say, hey, do you have anybody that keeps bees? And a beekeeper will happily come remove them and safely rehome them.
Absolutely, Howard, they will. And that's because bees do the most important work of repollinizing. It's pollinization is the number one job. The honey's just a side benefit. Do you get many calls to come deal with a swarm?
Springtime, yes. I've been getting a lot of calls. I've probably gotten about 5 or 6 calls in the last 2 days, and it will get significantly bigger. And that's just me. There's guys that are who run a lot bigger operations in southwestern Pennsylvania, and they get hundreds of calls.
And I suggest you source local honey because it can also, as I learned through Howard, help with allergies.
That's correct, because your body is taking very small amounts of the local pollen, and your histamine system won't kick into overdrive and cause your eyes to water, nose to water, and all that stuff. And there's a lot of other tremendous benefits of eating honey on a daily basis. And I tell people, like, a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon a day is awesome. It's awesome for you.
All right, Howard, too bad you're not passionate about this, but thank you.
Guys, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Howard Mincone, a mime on the radio. There he is with all the bees and the birds.